All right, welcome back to Between the Lines. Hey, the Ripon League of Women Voters has a big candidates forum slated for next week involving 8 school board candidates. We'll talk just for a couple of minutes with Ellen Sorensen, who's with the Ripon League, coming up a little bit later on in the program. Ron Bishop has been elected the new chairman of the Republican Party of Fond du Lac County. He'll join us shortly after the bottom of the hour. Assembly Republicans followed their Senate counterparts yesterday within minutes of each other in voting to hire 2 law firms to represent them in an ongoing legal fight over district boundaries. A panel of federal judges has ordered the legislature redraw district boundaries after finding that the lines unfairly consolidate GOP power. Jay Heck with the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin joins us on the show. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Greg. I'm just checking to make sure I have my wallet in my back pocket here because it's about to be lifted.
Uh-oh. All right, I got your press release, and it said that Republican legislative leaders hiring undisclosed law firms to defend indefensible 2011 state voter maps. The story across the wire service, however,
they're now disclosed. Yeah.
Yeah, they disclosed them. So
they disclosed them late yesterday afternoon.
All right.
So we had about 3 or 4 releases yesterday. So first they didn't disclose them. Then under pressure, they disclosed them. Then they voted in what's called an executive ballot. Wasn't even in person. They just sort of sat around and said, we're going to ram this through by party line. And really what it means for your listeners is that they're going to be shelling over tax money for expensive, high-priced lawyers, many from out of state. Most of these folks, by the way, are charged in the vicinity of somewhere between $800 and $1,300 an hour. And this will be to defend maps that have already been declared unconstitutional and that the federal court has ordered that they be redrawn. And let me just also add, you know, the Republican Attorney General, Brad Schimmel, is already defending these maps. He has an entire staff of attorneys, and yet the Republican leaders said, well, no, that's not good enough. We need to hire people and bill Wisconsin taxpayers, and they refused to put a cap on the amount of money that they'll be spending, and they refuse to say how much they're going to pay.
So, all right, that's the thing,
know,
that confused.
Anyway, you look at it, this is a bad deal for Wisconsin taxpayers, no matter how conservative or liberal or Republican or Democrat you are.
Look, I'm here at the radio station when I'm putting together news stories. I don't have time to go in depth on everything, but that was one thing that kind of I had a big question mark because I thought the attorney general said he planned to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And then I saw this committee, these committee votes for hiring attorneys. And I thought,
yeah,
wait a minute, I thought the AG was already doing
right.
This.
He's defending them. They're all on the same side.
So are these attorneys going to join the Justice Department then? Are they going to work together or are they doing that? Well, how is this working? What's your understanding?
Well, or not. I mean, maybe they'll come in with a different point of view. Who knows? I mean, that's the problem here, is that the Republican leaders who are so defensive about this issue and are so intent on maintaining their prerogative to be able to control how district lines are drawn in Wisconsin for the legislature and for Congress, they want to hire the former Solicitor General of the United States, Paul Clement, who works for a big Chicago law firm and charges $1,300 an hour. And that's going to be, that cost will be borne by the taxpayers of Wisconsin. And again, this all came up yesterday, as you know, Greg. I mean, nobody knew about this prior to this happening. And now it's been rammed through and they're moving forward. You were around, I think, 13 years ago when we had something called the Legislative Caucus Scandal.
Yeah.
And at that time, those that were under criminal investigation were charging taxpayers to pay their attorneys for committing felony misconduct in public office. This is on an even larger scale than that. This
All
is
right.
more taxpayer money that's involved in defending indefensible, unconstitutional district maps.
All right. Republican lawmakers say they want to hire the outside counsel to write a friend of the court brief.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't know, how long does that take to write a brief?
Well, you can be sure that it'll take as long as they feel they need it to it needs to take, and sometimes these things can be a couple hundred pages long. So there will be that additional cost. And again, let me remind listeners, we've already spent over $2 million, I think the figure is $2.2 million, litigating these unconstitutional district maps. And so what they should do is just utilize the attorney general if they want to defend them, and they should get busy and get going on redrawing the maps, which the courts have ordered they have to have done by November 1st. Now, in the meantime, I assume that the Attorney General Brad Schimmel will appeal this to the United States Supreme Court, and that's fine. And by the way, I like our chances on the United States Supreme Court, but there should be no additional burden of cost. You know, hey, maybe that money could be used to fix some potholes in Fond du Lac County. I bet your listeners would appreciate that more than paying out-of-state legal firms.
What do you know about Bell Gifto St. John or Kirkland Ellis?
Well, I know that Kirkland Ellis, I believe, is the huge law firm in Chicago that also has a Washington, D.C. office, and that they attract a lot of high-priced sort of celebrities, and one was this guy Paul Clement, who was the former Solicitor General of the United States, I believe, under the George W. Bush administration. So, yeah, they've gone to Chicago. In 2001, they utilized a high-priced Madison law firm, Michael Best and Friedrich, which was right across the street from the state capitol. And the beauty of that for the Republicans was that they could have Republican legislators come over and look at the maps and then sign secrecy oaths that they wouldn't tell anybody. So this is, as you mentioned, to write a friend of the court brief, an amicus, as they're called. But it'll be more than that. I'm sure they will be giving all kinds of advice to the Republican legislators and all the rest. And I would assume that they will play a large role in trying to defend the Republican maps if it goes before the United States Supreme Court. I don't believe that the Attorney General Brad Schimmel would be the only person involved in that. My guess is that they would also utilize these out-of-state lawyers, too.
They're going
all
out.
And again, all very costly for taxpayers.
How much has it cost so far to defend all of this?
Well,
do you have a figure?
The maps were drawn in 2011, and since that time, the estimate it's about $2.2 million.
Over $2 million
has been spent to draw the lines, to litigate, and to defend the law.
Over $2 million.
Yeah, but again, I mean, consider the state of Iowa, which no additional cost to do redistricting. And if they use the attorney general's office, there shouldn't be additional cost because they have staff lawyers in the Department of Justice. But, Voss and Fitzgerald, who are self-proclaimed fiscal conservatives, when it comes to protecting their power base, they won't even cap the amount of money. Senator Robert Coles of Green Bay, a Republican, has said he thinks there should be a cap on the amount of money that they spend for these legal fees. I think that Senator Fitzgerald and Speaker Voss owe it to the public to say exactly how much taxpayer money they're going to expend to defend indefensible district lines.
All right. Do you have any idea when this would at least go to the Supreme Court for their consideration?
Well, the Supreme Court, it's now before the Supreme Court, and legal experts on both sides seem to think that it's not a question of if, but really when the Supreme Court takes it. It's one of these cases that the Supreme Court almost has to take. But, you know, I don't have any special insight as to whether when they're going to do it. But it would be sometime this year, I would imagine, and it would likely be before the November 1st deadline that the lower federal court panel has set as the deadline when the Wisconsin legislature has to submit for approval and actually have approved new district lines. So that's kind of the timeline, sometime this year.
Do you think the Supreme Court is going to wait until they have a new justice?
You know, in a sense, it doesn't matter if they do or they don't, because it won't change the vote outcome. Currently, there are four conservatives and four progressives on the United States Supreme Court. And then the new nominee by President Trump would be a conservative, of course. There's four conservatives, four progressives. But the thinking is that Justice Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, who is a Reagan appointment, who is a conservative, would be favorable towards the lawsuit that would overturn the 2011 Wisconsin maps. So there's five solid justices in favor of overturning it. So the new Supreme Court nominee is, in a sense, immaterial, because it would be a 5-4 vote with Justice Kennedy joining the four progressives.
All right. Hey, I'll get you out. It's a completely different topic, but we have a primary election coming up this month for state superintendent.
February 17th.
Right. So I guess it's a good idea to maybe remind people that if you don't have a photo ID, you still have time to get one.
You do, and what's helpful is that the Department of Transportation, which has sometimes not been helpful in this matter, but seems to be finally catching on, they do have a good explanation of what it is you need, and then if you don't have photo ID, how you can go about getting it through the DOT in terms of submitting documents, but also being issued a receipt that even if you don't have the specific photo ID, still entitles you to be able to vote because you're already in the system and in the process. So, yeah, people should act very soon so that they can vote. And by the way, that February 17th primary is incredibly important. That's going to, in some way, determine, how public schools are run for the next 4 years. And anybody that has children or even is a taxpayer has a real stake in that. So go to the DOT website and find out that information.
Common Cause in Wisconsin Executive Director Jay Heck. Jay, it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and have a great weekend.
I will, Greg. You too. Thank you.